Losing, that was you finished. We're about losed. We're about finished.
Did you ever use the expression yoke to get yoke it for getting stared at your...
That's it.
Yoke and losing.
And was that only to do with the fact there was horses doing the pitch?
Well, it could be, as you say, because a pony had to get yoke it to get started.
Aye.
And that could originate here, but I never heard it that way, but that could have been.
Your Grace, pick, shovel, a saw, if you were rich enough to buy a saw, and a mash, or a mash axe, would be like blunt on one side for hammering and sharpened at the other side if you were chipping at trees or anything like that. The shovel, I mean, was your main instrument, you know, but the pick, wood, kin, the front of the face, I mean, you would take down loose coal, you know, it wouldn't have... until you got it hard, and then that shovel, you'd take the gum out below the coal, and then a shot firer blew that down, and then you filled it and then secured it.
The click hunter, he was a gaffer appointed by the coal company, you see, and he was there. His sole purpose was to see the hutches got sent in to the men at the face, so, and they were a quick return.
I heard another expression used by a snibble.
It was a worky art, a snibbler. A snibbler.
Aye.
It was a worky art. It was usually a young boy first starting in the pit, or very shortly in the pit. And the tubs would come belting out to the pit bottom, very often in a decline, a wee bit of a bray, you see. And this boy could stand 4 feet away and get this... Throw them in, right away, at the bogey wheels. And
stop it. What was it crying again?
A snibble.
A snibble.
But the usual snibble was made of iron. And if you were shoving the tub and you were going down an incline, it was going too hard, you put this in the stop. And depending on the incline, you maybe use one or two snibbles.
Aye.
If the incline was steep, just you maybe use two.
Steady them down the race so they wouldn't run away. See, you'd hout to the coal. What did you do then, when you were ready to, when it was lousing time, you were ready to get here?
You had to clean your own ground.
Red up really means to clean up. Everything ready for the next shift coming on.
I see.
Red up your place. If a man was stripping coal, he usually read up his place before he went home.
Aye.
You see?
Aye.
Ready for the next shift coming on.
Was that a word you'd only use doing the pit, or would you use that in the house?
You use it here even. We're talking here about snibbles for a wee while there. I use it sometimes when I'm playing cards here in the old man's cellar. I say, I've got you snibbled.
Aye.
And the boy instantly came, what was he meaning?
Aye.
I got him stopped. We use them in here regular, in a place like this. But the younger generation didn't care what you're talking about, you see.
Aye.
The pits that were all here, there were a pit in every village here at one time, and they're not in now.
Aye.
See? So it's grown out. I've seen me using words like that to my grandchildren.
Aye.
And they're standing and look at you, oh, you're an old square or something like that, I'll say to you, see? They haven't a clue. Just like the Gaelic. The Gaelic's the very same, you know. We'd all like to see Gaelic prosper and all the rest of that, but I do, it's a lost cause, that's my opinion anyway. Just the same as the things you talk about, isn't it? It's going to fade out.
And what about the likes of, say, your grand wains? Although they don't have their expressions that were to do with a pit, what do they speak nowadays? Do they still speak fife?
No. I wouldn't say so. On a small scale, you can, but they're more Englified, if you'd like to put it that way. And this gets up my back anyway, you know, when you hear them saying some of the English expressions.
Aye.
Being Scottish, you sort of rue it.